The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As you transition from the busyness of our regular life and come into this beautiful hall and make the commitment to spend the next 30, 35 minutes cultivating some sense of ease and contentment with the present moment, make sure that you don't rush through the process. It's not easy to go from a 60-mile-an-hour daily routine abruptly to a stop and expect the mind to slow down the same way. Meditation doesn't mean forcing your mind to stay focused on the breath or create a sense of tension in your body as you force it to calm down. The key thing is to be sensitive to what's going on in your body and in your mind. If you had a very busy day and your mind is racing, and you feel some tension in your body, be gentle. The idea of mindfulness is to bring your mind repeatedly to what's going on in your immediate environment. On a weekday, I often find it easier to do some opening of the heart practices, just to create some sense of space in the heart. I feel gratitude for my current circumstances in my life, where there is peace, relative good health, and the presence of this wonderful center and this beautiful meditation hall. My mind really doesn't need anything else to be contented with my present circumstances. Also, I find that narrowing my mental horizons from the busy day routine that I have, and to suddenly narrow the mind to bring it down to my body, often feels forced and contrived. So in a beautiful gathering like the present one, I find some comfort and some groundedness in connecting to all of you, sitting here and supporting my practice. This room is a very safe and secure container that offers me everything that I need to establish a sense of mindful connection with my present life. As you hear the sounds of the bell, see if you can connect to the space around you, all the people of the Sangha, and feel the support and mutual encouragement that we offer each other as we practice mindfulness. So come back to your body, but always maintain some sense of connection to your environment, so that as your mind wanders, you can quickly bring it back to the space around you, the warmth and the support of this room, which can be a good anchor to keep you in the present moment. If you're able to bring your mind now to your body, just imagine it sitting here with a stable posture, with relative ease and comfort. If the busyness of your daily routine has left you with some restlessness and tension, acknowledge it. Don't force any attempt to relax it, but you can use the body scan technique to gradually release some of the areas of tension in your body. The stresses of the day may have left a frown on your forehead. Just let your eyebrows relax and drop down. There may be a little tension in your jaw. See if you can create some slackness. A little smile on the lips often helps release the tension held in our cheek muscles. Most of us hold a lot of tension in our neck and shoulder area. It's not easy to relax and let go. But you can at least be gentle and send some kind thoughts to your neck muscles, wanting them to be relaxed so that your shoulders can respond to the force of gravity. Feel the weight of your arms just hanging limp from your shoulders. Their weight in turn carried down to your forearms and eventually down to your hands where they rest on your laps. Your neck and shoulders don't have to do any work to support your arms. And then come to the back of your torso. It's a part of the body we often ignore. Feel the gentle roundedness of your shoulders and your back. The erect spine. If your posture is correct, you really shouldn't be doing any muscular effort in your lower back in order to sit upright. Bring your attention to the front of your torso. The gentle rising and falling of your chest. a very soft distension and contraction of your abdomen. If at any time you find that this narrow level of focusing on different parts of your body is difficult, you can always go back to the sensation of your whole body sitting on the chair or the cushion. If your mind still wanders, give it more space and let it wander within the confines of this room. But always be watchful for the state of your mind and relate to it wisely. If you're continuing with your body scan, you can come down from your torso to your hips and pelvis. Feel the weight of your upper body balanced and supported by your buttocks. This comforting feeling of your entire body supported by gravity. Regardless of your mind's wanderings and fantasies and fears, right now the only thing we have to do is stay with this body in this position, hopefully with some ease and comfort. You can continue the scanning down to your legs, to your feet, and depending on your posture, just connect to these different parts of your body, especially the lower part of our body, which we often tend to ignore. It's all part of one continuum. Every part needing the other parts in order for it to function well. So use this time to connect with the totality of your physical body, and to the extent you have some peace and physical comfort, acknowledge it with some feelings of gratitude. An opening of the heart. I'm using the physical experience of my whole body seated here as the anchor for this meditation sit. You may choose your breath or body sensations in other areas. or the connection to the people in the room that I mentioned earlier. But it's always useful to have some kind of an anchor that'll help us return to base every time we find our mind wandering. So we'll meditate in silence for the next 10-15 minutes. If you find your mind wandering, just acknowledge it. No need to make a big deal. Mind is just another sense gate. Its job is to wander. Gently come back to this comfortable, safe harbor that you've created. This is the one reality that you can be certain of. If you find some restlessness in your body, again, feel it in the context of this body here and now, without the need for the story of, I'm so bored, or I'm so restless. Try to physically experience this sensation of restlessness in your body. Can there be some sense of ease or freedom, even in the midst of the discomfort of boredom or restlessness? If it is too uncomfortable, just widen the space. Always listening to your body. Try to do what you can to provide it with some space in which to maintain a continuity of awareness without it being too tight or forced. Once you've done this repeatedly, you will find it easier to connect to this solid anchor that could be your body or the immediate space around you, even in the busyness of your daily life. A difficult commute need not be as stressful as it seems to be if you can always come back to the solid presence of this one real body we have, the safe harbor in which our mind can find some peace and contentment without constantly reacting to our environment. So for the last couple of minutes, see if you can create a felt sensation of what it's like to inhabit this body, sitting where you are in this room as one solid presence. Not just a visual image, but a felt experience of this solid presence. And make a commitment to hold on to this felt experience for the rest of this evening as you listen to the presentation. So that even if you feel like you're not able to connect with the talk, or your mind's already planning for tomorrow, or worries about the past, see if you can use this solid felt experience of your body to bring your mind back to the present so that it doesn't have to do this unnecessary work of constant worrying and fantasizing. That is the real practice of mindfulness meditation. You can do it here in this room, but you can also do it at various times in your daily routine. I also find it helpful to end my meditation with a couple of loving kindness phrases directed at my body. May my body be at ease. May I be free from pain and discomfort. May I find contentment being with this body as it is seated here and now.